I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The imprisonment of Christian pastors and missionaries contributes to the global persecution we hear about daily. New information has come out surrounding the situation of the imprisoned American pastor in Turkey, and with it, a new prayer request. And what does World Water Day mean in the context of the gospel? Well, stay tuned, because that story's coming up in just a moment. But we'll start out today in Turkey, which has broken its silence on the Andrew Brunson case. Just a reminder, Andrew Brunson is an American pastor who's been behind bars in Turkey since October on terrorism charges. But so far, no evidence has been presented. Turkish Prime Minister stated earlier this month that the country may speed up Brunson's trial. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton shares.
I have not seen a good explanation of why Andrew Brunson, an American citizen, a Christian, a pastor, is in prison. He seems to have been sort of swept up in the crackdown that happened after the coup attempt last summer, but I haven't seen anything that links him to the coup attempt.
But some speculate Turkey might be sticking to its guns with Brunson till the U.S. turns over Fethullah Gulen, a Turkish cleric living in the U.S. and wanted for possible coup connections in Turkey.
I don't think the U.S. government is going to be open to that at all, and that makes Andrew Brunson simply a pawn in a big political game of cat and mouse.
They're asking you to pray.
I think we can pray for witnessing opportunities. When you have lots of time to pass, there's lots of opportunity for conversation, and perhaps there will be a Muslim there that will ask some questions about Andrew Brunson's faith, and he'll have opportunities to share about Christ.
Next, a string of extreme weather events has left the Philippines in a sorry state. A typhoon in December, followed by heavy rains, flooding, and landslides in January, plus an earthquake last month. Greg Kelly of World Mission says they're continuing to distribute aid through their national partners on the ground.
Things actually are going quite well, considering what they endured. The flash floods of January of 2017, it was literally one in a thousand-year event, so it was pretty devastating and affected thousands and thousands of families.
They're focusing on temporary housing for those without homes. Along with physical aid, they're also distributing The Treasure, a solar-powered audio Bible in the native language with discipleship training. The dual outreach of help and hope is vital to Mission Work, says Kelly.
We can't just preach Jesus and not be there in their most desperate time of need. We have to also, through our actions, demonstrate that we love them without strings attached.
In the Philippines and beyond, this type of ministry has the potential to change lives. So head to missionnews.org to learn more about how this works.
For the church to engage in those moments when there's crisis creates that much more of an opportunity for that hardened heart to receive the good news.
And finally, it's World Water Day. And for Gary Edmonds of Food for the Hungry, it's not merely an observation of the need for clean, safe drinking water. He and his teams around the world address the critical shortage of water by providing tangible solutions that are saturated in partnership and faith.
We're a member of the Millennium Water Alliance, working in partnership with other entities, whether they be government, whether they be non-governmental, international, like UN-related groups, and then with specific agencies or organizations that specialize in water.
So people are introduced to a kind of Jesus who cares for them in the whole of life.
I tell our staff as we go out there, I said, we want to work in such a way that the solutions that we bring are transcendent solutions. When Jesus said, he said, you know, may the people see your good works and glorify the Father of heaven. And so we do it with that kind of a mindset. We do it with that kind of a desire.
And you can be part of Food for the Hungry's efforts in drought-stricken areas by donating to their ongoing work or sponsoring a child or even engaging as a church partner. The links and details are at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us through iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.